because until she died, we didn't even know she was alive. It's like when you read the obituaries in the paper and you read about people you didn't know were alive, and now you read that they're dead. So why does the Torah do this? And the answer is that I don't know, and neither does anyone else, but I, of course, have a theory or I wouldn't have brought it up. Do you remember last week in the Torah portion that Laban keeps changing Jacob's wages? Jacob says, you've changed my wages again and again and again. So Jacob uses this very dubious genetic technique of putting sticks in front of sheep so that they give birth to striped and spotted sheep, because Laban told him any striped and spotted sheep you can have. If you don't remember, just trust me, that's what happened. And the point about all this is that Jacob, who came presumably from a relatively wealthy family, all of a sudden discovers what it is to be in the employ of someone else, and to be at their whim, and to be under their power. And it's not very nice. And because Laban doesn't really take Jacob seriously as a human being, despite the fact that Jacob has married his daughters, he cheats him at every opportunity. And because Jacob is the worker, he has no power. The Torah's message is pretty clear. Those of you who employ people, remember that Jacob was a worker too. Don't treat them as though they don't matter. Because we all know that class and status and money makes people look at other people differently. They've done all sorts of sociological studies about this, and they discovered that the higher up you move in an organization, the narrower your empathy for the people below you. So that if you work in a secretarial pool, you probably know the lives and concerns of all the secretaries around you, but when you become the boss, you probably don't. When you become the boss of the boss, you may not know their names. But that could be Jacob there. And it's followed up by saying, you might not have thought about the fact that Rebecca had a nurse, but she was so important that we want to note her death, even though we don't note Rebecca's. It's very easy not to look at the person in the checkout line that you say plastic to instead of paper. But that could be Jacob. It's very easy to treat the person that brings you your food, whether at a restaurant or in your home, as though they're somehow less than you because they have less money and less social status. But that could be Jacob. Or it could be Rebecca. Or it could be Deborah, Rebecca's nurse. So part of the message of the Torah is to remember that human value and economic value are not the same. And that's why we learn about the death of Rebecca's nurse, Deborah, even though we know almost nothing about her life. But we have to imagine that for years, this is the woman who took care of Rebecca, who took care of Jacob, who took care of Esau, and who helped make them what they were. And even if in our lives we sometimes neglect those people, in God's eyes, they're of infinite value. So let's bring everybody in.